Hi, I'm glad to be here. Did David really say that? No shit. Huh. Buy him a drink. My husband's voice just comes to me in, like, from all the way back home. Adjust your mic. Do I have to adjust my mic, or is it like, it's fine? Okay. It's rather bulbous. Say no more. We'll save the dirty stuff for later. Nah, no we won't. I'm going to read tonight mainly from the second book in the Badlands of Desire and new work. I might throw in an oldie from Body Betrayer somewhere along the line. There's no narrative to this reading. No, I'm not into narrative right now. I'm going to open with the first poem in the Badlands of Desire, right after this cool drink of water. The epigraph for the book is taken from a poem by Yehuda Amichai, and the poem is called The Pain of Being Far Away. And the epigraph reads, "There are great longings, like someone who wakes up in a bed in which he didn't fall asleep." I liked finding that epigraph for the book because the Badlands of Desire is really not a geographical location. It is a book in which many of the speakers suffer a sense of dislocation, and that dislocation is temporal rather than geographical. So the Badlands is really a timescape more than a landscape. The first poem in the book is called The Possibilities. After a wife's death, a man may talk to his horse with a great tenderness, as if just this morning he had tried on her pink slipper. And if he has no horse, he may crack his window a little wider when it lightly rains to confirm the roofs and trees are made of paper. If there is no rain, he may make himself a meal at midnight, sweet artichokes and Danish cheese, a glass of red wine. If there is no red, then white. He may suck the knife clean with his tongue. Later, lying awake, he may hear the wild lung of a motorcycle far off on a far road. If there is no motorcycle, a dog trying for any syllable in any known language. Something falling suddenly in the closet, according to some law. Nearness in the dark is a kind of beauty, though it is only the lampshade, a shoulder of a walnut chair. If there is no chair, then a shelf of books with the devil's violet fedora tossed on top, or something exotic from the sea, manta ray, like the pulse in the ball of his foot. A man may walk 10 steps behind his life. It may be sorrow or fear. He may see her back like 2 doves rushing up where a boy has flung a handful of pebbles. If no pebbles, leaves, where a masked prowler hunches, his belt of lockpicks, his bag of velvet, like the one from which memory snatches. These are the possibilities, the immaculate, like miracles which are nothing in themselves, but in this world, a sign of angels, ghosts, supernatural beings who watch us, who listen, who sometimes helplessly let us stumble on their pyramids, their crude observatories, or let us, generation after generation, speak to the broken horse of the human heart.